Shining Gannon. Sirius Blitz as he broadcasts live from historic Lambeau Field. Excellent start to the show with A.J. Hawk and Clay Matthews, JerMichael Finley. He was outstanding. And, of course, it wouldn't officially be a show live from Lambeau Field until we have this guy with us. You hear him every week during the season on the Sirius Blitz, the head football coach of the Green Bay Packers. He's Mike McCarthy, and he's nice enough to give us a few minutes. Coach, good to see you in person. Adam and Rich, how are you?
Doing great. Is it hot enough for you guys out there?
This is good.
I love it. Loved it this morning. It's hot, but it's great out there. It's my first time at Lambeau Field.
Well, that's your fault. This is it's good to have you here.
Hey, Mike, I got to ask you, you know, we had the opportunity to talk a little bit ago, and you mentioned about this offseason. You said it was one of your more productive offseasons since you've been the head coach. What specifically were you able to get accomplished and to have those feelings that you felt like you had your best offseason since you've been the head coach here in Green Bay?
Well, every year as a head coach, you're always trying to improve your football team. Our offseason program has been intact in really 3 years running. Our you know, attendance has been phenomenal. You know, we're plus 95%. Throughout March, April, May, and even going into June with the OTAs. So, you know, the players know what to expect, particularly the veteran players really see the benefits of being here. Then the younger players, you're seeing a development from year one to year two players making the big jump. But I just felt that the coaching staff was a lot more aggressive. We have a little bit of a mantra around here, you know, less volume, more creativity. And I thought on Dom's side of the ball, that going into year two, anytime you had an opportunity to put a system of football in, whether it's an offense or defense, your second year is really your best chance to get away from installing a system and really tailoring it to your players. So, it was nice to see that on defense. And I thought they had a very good offseason, and you could just see the communication, the understanding, the way those guys are flying around. I've been very impressed throughout training camp. In the installation periods with our defense, I think they're playing at a high level. They had some stress with the injuries to the linebacker position and safety position, but they're playing very well. Same thing on offense. We've given Aaron Rodgers more new concepts this year than we ever have. So, this is year three. We're expecting people to come at us a little differently. We want to make sure we stay ahead of our opponent from a, schematic, challenge standpoint, and Aaron's doing a great job with that. And, you can see the two-minute and the no-huddle and the situation offense is further along than it's been in my time. And I credit that to the offseason because we wouldn't be able to practice the way we do if these players were not here. So, we come right out day one, put full pads, and get after each other. Those first five practices of training camp are really a testament to their involvement here because we could not practice with that level of volume, the creativity and, in the challenging of the offensive defense going back for it. And then really the biggest part is I think our biggest improvement comes on special teams. I think Sean Slocum, Chad Morton have done a great job of clearly going back through their playbook, identifying, the little things that we need to heighten, the awareness. And I've looked in the mirror myself. I haven't given these coaches enough time with these players, so we've dedicated more time both on the field and the classroom. Throughout the offseason, you see more players up in a special teams coach's office, a lot more one-on-one, which we promote March, April, May. And it's really rich. The whole philosophical view of how we do our offseason, it goes back to our days in Kansas City. We train the whole football team the way I've always been part of training the quarterback. You have March, April, May is truly the best opportunity to improve. It was always my favorite time of year as an assistant coach, and the players have bought into that because – don't wait till June to find out what we're doing next year. We're going to get better individually March, April, May. And these guys have done a great job with it.
It makes perfect sense when you think about it because we always talk about the quarterbacks have more invested in this thing because they spend more time here in terms of the offseason program, the OTAs, mini camps, the quarterback school. Think about all the hours you put in. Why not do it with the linebackers, with the defensive line, with the secondary? It's a great idea, and I can see why you're excited about the 2010 season.
Oh, absolutely. It's an excellent coaching staff. I love the personality, but even the professionalism. They're all excellent teachers. You can see the relationships that they have with their players, and you can see the progress of our younger players. And, people are probably tired hearing about it, but it's the facts. We've been the youngest team in the National Football League for 4 years, but we're only a damn good football team because of the way these guys work in the offseason and the growth that our younger players, how quickly they have escalated, as far as their experience and understanding what's needed to be done.
Mike, you reference Aaron Rodgers, who had a great season last year. How does he get even better this season?
Fundamentals, and just and never getting too far away from what put him in position to be successful in year one and two. He's a full participant in the offseason program, always will be. We made sure of that contractually, so he understands. I mean, he understands. He's the foundation. He's a foundation player in my program because he clearly knows the benefits of being here. So it's important for him to be here. To have the new ideas. He gets them first. You know, them quarterbacks get it first, and then you have a chance to go through it. And Tom Clemens does an outstanding job. He's as fine as a quarterback coach that I've ever been around, and a damn good football coach through and through. And that's a very healthy room, and that's important to me because I think it's when you become a head coach, you know, you want your teams to look a certain way. I believe in defense and special teams that need to be the face of the team. But, we're always going to have good quarterback play. That's something I feel, you know, a lot of responsibility towards.
Mike, you mentioned health, and that's really important at every position, but particularly the quarterback position. 50 sacks last year. And you and I had talked long and hard about the goal in the quarterback meeting room. I think it was always in the teens in terms of sacks. We want to lead the league in terms of the least amount of sacks. When you go back and you study it last year, because we were just talking a little bit amongst ourselves, and I was sharing with Adam, I said, it's never one guy. It's never the left tackle. Mm-hmm. It's never just the quarterback. But when you go back and look at it from Aaron's perspective, because he's such a great athlete, he makes a lot of plays with his legs. I think sometimes, if we're going to be critical of him, you can say sometimes he has a difficult time giving up on a play. But when you go back and you look at the 50 sacks, not that I'm asking you for a particular number, but what percentage of them you say, hey, Aaron's got to play a little quicker. Aaron's got to throw this one away. Aaron's got to move on and live for another day. What percentage would you say?
Percentage-wise, I mean, he had his share of sacks, and there was plenty to go around. And to me, that's always healthy when you're in a correction mode because, you know, number one, you need to learn from it. You know, I probably stayed too aggressive too long with the offense because I felt it was important because as I viewed our entry into last season, I felt it was important for the offense to get out in front early because our defense was a new defense. So I was very conscious of that, trying to, you know, give us an opportunity to play with the lead as much as possible because, you know, whether you like it or not, your first year in an offense or defense, you're going to have some bumps in the road early in the season. So we were pushing it a little too hard. He probably felt some of the responsibility on his shoulders to make more plays than needed. But we also had breakdowns in our protection unit. So there's definitely a lot to learn from. But you've been through the drills, Rich. The quarterback play, it's the push and pull theory. I mean, you got to know when to push it and when to pull back and throw it away. And that comes with experience. And he knows that, you know, availability and accountability, that's a foundation block in the way we operate around here. And if you're not available, you know, especially at the quarterback position, then, you know, that's not a good thing for the Packers. So we need to be smarter all the way around, and I think Aaron has definitely learned from that experience.
So Brian Bulaga playing some left guard at practice today. What are the expectations, Coach, for your rookie offensive lineman in year one?
Well, Brian, he's earned this opportunity. We've been young up front for, you know, my whole time here, and going back to the first year, we played the three young guys, rookie starters, in our first year, and we've had to train, you know, all these rookie linemen at two and three positions. So the goal was to try to get away from that and try to, you know, to get these guys to get settled in a little more at one position. But with Brian, we felt that his body works since he's been here. Particularly when we put the pads on, you can see right away that, you know, he's what we thought we drafted coming out of Iowa. So I think it's a natural transition for him. He's staying on the left side, so the learning experience of being a left guard and left tackle, I think, is going to help him. Chad Clifton is a veteran player, so just going through training camp, he's not going to have a lot of reps. So Brian will still have plenty of work out there at the left tackle, so we don't feel like we're inhibiting his growth there. But he's clearly owned our opportunity just in the short time he's been here to get in there and compete with Darren College.
Mike, it wasn't an easy decision over a year ago to make the switch from the 4-3 to the 3-4, but you did it. You brought in Dom Capers. And you have to be really happy with what happened last year with that defense. Finishing number two in football, number one against the run. A young defense. Just your thoughts on the way they played last year, and what can we expect in year two?
Oh, we expect to improve, and that doesn't always mean statistically, but we definitely feel we're going to improve because, you know, Dom has a better understanding of the players. Players have a better understanding of Dom. It's an excellent defensive coaching staff. They're better. You know, they're not going through installing defenses just to, you know, get on to teach the next one. So it's in So they're able to really tailor it to exactly what we're going to do this year. So we anticipate being better. I mean, it was a philosophical change. And there was a number of targets that were established that we needed to hit, and I felt we hit that. More vision of the football that definitely was evident in our turnover ratio with the takeaways, more targeting problems for the offense as far as the pressure schemes that we're able to, different ways of coming at our opponent. We definitely hit that. The bigger body types, more linebacker body types, I always wanted that on our football team because I think it helps your, I think I know it helps your special teams. To me, you can't have enough linebackers and tight ends on your football team because that you know, we're an athletic football team, and the 3-4, going to the 3-4 defense has really helped us from a personnel standpoint. So those are the things I was looking to improve on with the change. And, you know, Dom is, you know, he's done it everywhere he's been, and he's been a great asset to the Green Bay Packers, and we look to get better as we go into this year.
Coach, you referenced the special teams before. I was out of practice. I saw a missed kick, not to even focus on that. But how do you guys get better in every single phase of special teams? You referenced before the linebackers, the tight ends, want to have more on your roster, help you on specials. How do you guys get better in every phase?
Well, we had two glaring negatives coming out of special teams, and it directly reflected where we were ranked, and that was the penalties and our punting performance. So we looked at the punting performance. We feel we have addressed that. We got two talented punters in camp, and they're battling neck to neck. We're going to have a good punter. I feel very confident about that, and whoever wins this battle. And it may take all four preseason games to clear that up. But I feel like we have fixed that part. The second part was a penalty. So we've gone through it, and it was holding penalties. It's sloppy, you know, hand placement, second reaction, third reaction. So what we did, we've dedicated more time in practice of working the fundamentals, and we're going to be better fundamentally. That's been our charge that, you know, we've been working on since the spring. And if you watch this practice, there's a lot of extra time that's been dedicated to fundamentals and special teams, and that's the area. So we feel we got to improve the fundamentals, improve the pump performance, and our special teams will be much better.
Mike, when we talked to you a month ago, one player that you signaled out you felt had a really productive all season so far was JerMichael Finley, your young tight end who really came on last year. We got a chance to visit with him a few minutes ago.
God bless him.
he's pretty fired up.
He's a shy guy.
He's very fired. Yeah. His expectations for himself aren't all that great for this year. Just once expecting about 1,200 yards receiving. But just talk
Mike
about
smiling in here. Yeah, he loves
just
it.
Just talk about his development, seriously, you know, in year three in this system.
Well, I think he's a perfect example of a young, talented player coming in as a rookie and really didn't, I mean, took a while to get going. So, but then, you know, there's different aspects of the job you need to learn. And number one, you need to get into proper shape to play at this level. It's a whole different world up here. I mean, no one ever questioned the gifts that he had, but, you know, physically he wasn't ready to play in year one. And offensively, our tight ends just don't just line up and block, or they don't just line up. They're used. You know, our fullbacks are interchangeable both in the run and the pass protection. That's a lot on their plate. So there's a lot going on. He's an inline tight end. He also has the gift to be a displaced tight end. So he had a lot to learn. And you could see the offseason going into the second year, hey, this guy, he gets it. You know, he wants it. And, you know, his opportunities came on last year. And, frankly, he got hurt in the Cleveland game. He was taken off. You know, he had the deep cross that, you know, he had the knee sprain. And we would be, we'd have been talking about him, you know, in a lot bigger way at the end of the year. I was fully confident in that. So, and now he's in year three. He's the starter. He's going to have the opportunities. He works at it. He's in great shape. I mean, he's done a good job with his body, and he has a complete understanding of the offense, and he's really working hard at the inline blocking, which is the thing he needs to work on because, you know, the other things come very natural to him.
Mike, great stuff. Great seeing you in person. Best of luck in 2010, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
See you on the parade. We got it out there for you. I promise you.
Mike McCarthy, head coach, Green Bay Packers.